This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
And we've got Loisa Gola in the studio, who is pretty much a week fresh from South Africa here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Welcome to Oz.
Thank you for having me. I've been in London. I came from London.
Far out.
Yeah, so South Africa would have been a better deal to fly from than London.
Yeah, true.
Because definitely. London's further. So I can imagine your audience mapping out the world right now.
Where is he going?
Just the idea of like, which one? What city is further? What, Melbourne? You guys are just too far.
I know. We are the armpit of the world.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're being harsh on yourself now, but I wouldn't say the armpit of the world.
I think we're more the perineum of the world, actually. But
I would say testicles.
Somewhere in the groin region.
Pelvis region.
Yay, Australia. Pelvis. So you've just done a week in Sydney, kind of.
I just did a weekend in Sydney at the store. It was great. I was headlining and I did a show. I rehearsed my hour show on Saturday night at the store as well. It was great, man. The audience is great. The people were great. It's just that the Australian people are just complainers.
Really?
Yeah. I was in Sydney, and every time I was there, it's been raining the whole month. It's been raining the whole month. I'm like, dude, the sun is shining now, though. Yeah. It's raining the whole. Can you believe it? It's raining the whole month.
So Melbourne and Sydney have this crazy like
rivalry.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not involved. I'm just.
No, but that's good. If you diss Sydney here, you're golden.
Yeah. It's like if you invite someone for dinner. And then you guys have your infighting. I'm not involved. I'm here for the food.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't have a vested interest in neither of you. And can you stop with your childish behavior?
I love it. Yeah. So, Loisa, you're from South Africa. Do you find that, has there suddenly been more of an international interest in your style of comedy since Trevor Noah has become super stellar? Do you reckon he's helped the South African comedian cause much?
Probably, yeah. That's definitely the case, I would say. I don't know. So sometimes what happens is there are I actually need to write an article about this to just articulate. You get events and then you get culture.
Yeah.
And so sometimes culture doesn't benefit from an event, right? Like, so you have the Olympics and the Olympics generate whatever tourism for a country, but then what happens afterwards might not necessarily. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
So when something happens, like if you have, like South Africa has had the Soccer World Cup.
Yeah.
But it didn't really change much.
Yeah.
And perception
everyone came
was
and then they left.
Changed, right? You understand? So it definitely has helped in the sense that people know now that there are comedians in the world.
Yeah.
And South Africa is a country and that comedy exists in South Africa. But I can't really ascertain at this particular juncture if that means that people care about South African comedy.
Well, yeah. Considering you've had two Emmy nomination awards yourself.
Yeah.
Nominations.
Just let him say that you won.
Just, oh, yeah. No, that's, we'll just that, pretend you won. No.
It's 2017. It's the year of facts.
Oh, okay. There's no fake news here, right? No fake news at all. So obviously that must have had an impact on your career as well.
Well, it doesn't, not on my stage career.
No?
It has an impact on trying to get something on TV.
Yeah.
Because the Emmys are particularly television awards. Mm. So you can have easier it's easier to get into conversations. I'm developing something in London now with a couple of writers, and it's going to be easy for me to get meetings because I've got two Emmy nominations.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it means. But I don't think people come, unless, I mean, Americans care a lot about that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes they big you up. Like, he's won. He's been on Iron Man. He's done this. And you're like, I watched Iron Man. I didn't see this dude. You know what I mean? And so it's I don't know, because it doesn't make me funnier.
No. Exactly.
But it might, people might go expecting you to be like, it does it up the pressure a little bit on you?
Oh, no, I don't even think that's not even a thing I think about. Eh? I just
that's
think
good.
I mean, the Emmys happened, it was about 2 years ago. I haven't really even thought of that, like, as a thing that I carry to stage.
You don't bring your fake nomination with you? It's like, hey, here's my imaginary statue.
They give you, if you nominate, I give you a medal and a certificate. I still have those.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I'll just wear it.
Yeah.
for the kicks, I'm like, yeah.
On the way to the shops, just. Yep.
Do you know
just
what I mean?
Chilling.
Yeah. So, but other than that, no, I'm chill. I think like those things can distract you a bit.
Yeah.
Right. If you still have to apply yourself, the same way, so you can't go, oh, I've got an Emmy nomination, therefore I need to. Everything kind of opens up. You just got to keep working.
Can you stick around for a little bit? We want to talk about your show, Dude, Where's My Lion?
that was such an instruction. Can you just stick around for a little bit?
Yeah, basically, you can't leave.
We're calling the cops. Can you just stick around?
We do whatever she says. Yeah.
You're being told.
It sounded like a question. It really wasn't.
Yeah, SJ's definitely in charge around here. Here on the Bricky Bears on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me. Yeah, call me. Yeah. Soft in the middle now. Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly. Get these mutts away from me. You know I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me, yeah. Call me, yeah. Says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. And whoa, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who be my role model? Now that my role model is gone, gone. He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. Bodyguard, I can be a long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. If you be my bodyguard, I can be a long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me.
Monday breakfast just got bigger and
And hairier.
And hairier. And hairier.
Brekkie Bears with Mark and Luke on Joy 94.9.
And SJ, and we're talking to Loiso Gola.
Can we just acknowledge the person who did that song, that they butchered it? That was a perfectly fine song by Paul Simon, and then you came out of nowhere and stabbed the song in the throat.
And you know, we were just saying how easygoing you are. Now you're complaining.
Yeah, wow, as soon as the mic's on, eh?
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just noting, because everyone is going to act like that song was great, that song was horrible.
Yeah.
If that song stood on its own, we would go, it's an okay song. But it's a Paul Simon classic song. The song got like five, the album got 5 Grammys.
Grammys,
it was amazing. I reckon it was probably, I rate Paul Simon's Graceland as probably the best album ever made. Then you came, whoever you are, who is it?
Who is the person who remixed that song?
I don't want to name them now.
You came.
Loiso, he's allowed an opinion.
From the heavens of wherever,
Melbourne.
And you butchered a song that I love so dearly.
So far, you've just dissed a Melbourne artist for remixing Paul Simon. Dissed Sydneyers for like saying that they complain about the weather. You're doing great in Australia so far. Really bonding with the people.
Oh, yeah. You know what was crazy the other day? I was watching Iron Man, this is true, and then they cut to an advert of an avocado.
Oh yeah, the avocado.
No. That was crazy because I'd never seen an advert for an actual fruit in my life. They stopped Iron Man in the middle of a chase. Avocado scene, things were exploding. Then they said, can you try out an avocado in your spare time?
Wait till you see ads for bananas.
Yeah, there's a banana advert as
it's
well.
It's an ad for bananas?
Yeah.
No!
Encouraging people to eat fruit. Now, Lisa, you're crazy. In town for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Your show is called Dude, Where's My Lion?
Yeah. Because I lost the lion, and I'm looking for it all over the world. No.
Is that because everyone who, as soon as you say you're from South Africa, they go, oh my God, do you have a pet lion?
Yeah, they think everyone...
lives in a mud hut and has a pet lion.
And has a pet lion. So it's playing on people's understanding of where I come from. But over and above that, at the end of the show, people have a totally different perspective of who I am and where I come from and my take on life.
That's so good. And this show premiered at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah, I did it at the Edinburgh Festival, and it got good reviews. It actually got really good reviews considering the show I did before. Oh, it got slated. Oh, they slated it. And then this one, they were like, oh, okay, this show can stay. And so I'm bringing it here now.
Do you reckon there's a difference between the audiences around the world? Like, do you have to doctor your material depending on where you are?
Not necessarily. I think that people are more sensitive to certain subject matters. There are societies that are generally engaging when it comes to particular subject matter. And then there's societies that kind of like, I don't want to say PC, they just kind of pull back. Like British audiences pull back if you talk about race and if you talk about ladies. He said Muslims run for the hill. Whereas American audiences are like, tell us more. And the Australian audience are kind of like blasé. They're like, yeah, whatever, tell us. If it's funny, they'll just laugh, you know, which I kind of appreciate. So I don't change the subject matter. I kind of change the approach sometimes.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. So what actually brought you to Melbourne this year?
Because this year?
Yeah.
An aeroplane.
That's a good answer.
it was an aeroplane. It was 23 hours
from
of
London.
Aeroplaning.
Far out.
Did you have good food?
In the plane?
Yeah.
Never good food in any aeroplane.
Oh, come on, no.
Never. Tell me one aeroplane where you've had good food, where you've just had like a decent steak.
No,
it's always
never.
Like
never.
Horrible food.
But we're also all the people who travel economy. I'm sure if we were like, oh, well, actually in first class, the meals are amazing.
No,
but
no,
we're
no.
not those people.
No.
Do you travel first class?
Sometimes.
I'm
6'4".
Yeah, that's true.
I understand that too.
Like I don't fit into a...
economy seat.
Yeah, as soon as a person reclines...
Excuse.
As soon as a person in front of me reclines, I'm dead.
You're dead.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
Right.
It sucks.
So it's not a fancy pants kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's more pragmatism.
No, sure. Yeah. Got it. I'm totally
okay.
Believing
I can tell
what you're
you from
down.
First class, not first class, business class. that the food is horrible.
Still sucks?
Still sucks.
Wow, you heard it here first, Lisa Gola.
Yes.
So if you want to catch your show, I'm coming to support you, by the way.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You better be funny. I'm sure
exactly.
You will be.
Oh,
man, she has instructions. You better
be
funny.
You better be funny. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You invited me here on the basis that I am funny, and then you said, come on.
She's like this all the time. No pressure.
She's exactly. Like this every Monday morning. She's like this. It's just, yeah.
They need some control, these two. You see?
I know.
Exactly.
Dude, Where's My Line is at the Melbourne Town Hall Powder Room, 29th of March through the 23rd of April. So you're here all month. And you can get tickets from comedyfestival.com.au.
Sweet.
Louisa, thank you so much for coming in.
Don't remix. You can call me Al. Ever again.
Never again.
Ever.
Last time.
Please.
Done.
Stop it.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.